Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast, where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, home and garden. Am I getting everything on the list? Food.
How is that not the first one?
But I don't know. Cocktails.
How was that not the first one?
That one should have been. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going down the to-do list and it was backwards.
It's all good.
Yeah. So I'm Phoebe and I'm here with
Tracy.
And
Hi. And Nan from Chubby Pickle Farms.
I'm starting to think we should have a theme song for when Nan visits.
I love it.
Yeah, just for Nan. Yeah.
I can't sing anything, but do you want to try?
Oh, okay. No, I don't want to sing one. I think that we should. We'll find a theme song.
Okay.
I love it.
I think she deserves it.
Yeah, we'll work on that, Nan.
Okay, sounds good.
So I'm so excited because we're already into summer. Well, summer's just around the corner. And all of the lettuce has been planted. Kale is in the ground. And it's like full sun, warm. Mm-hmm. What should we be doing in the garden?
Oh, this is the best time of year in the garden for me. Since it's June, there's so many wonderful things that can get in the ground. Your tomatoes really like it warm. Peppers love it warm. You know, you can basically plant just about anything that likes it warm. It's time to start harvesting some of that lettuce. And you can eat some of that broccoli and the kale. So the food's starting to come in. And now you get your beans you got to plant. All different kinds of beans. I grow a lot of different beans because I don't like to eat meat. So I grow so many beans, it's crazy. Of course, don't forget those nasturtiums because they taste so yummy in salads and they're so delicious. I love nasturtiums. You rarely see them on the plant at my house because they're peppery and I pull them off and eat them as I go.
You do? You pull them off as you like go through
the garden? I graze on them. It's crazy.
Do you? I can barely. I just think they're so pretty. Mm-hmm. When they're planted in there, I love them. And yes, if I think of it, I'll eat them too. But
do you eat anything else from the garden raw? I like to eat beans. Besides, like I'll plant beans next to my porch, and when I come and go, I'll just eat the beans off the.
You mean
porch
like the string, trellis. Like the green string beans, wax beans, whatever? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll just say, I eat raw from the garden? Mm-hmm. Pretty much, well, everything. You mean like pull it off?
While you're out there.
I think I have, but I can't really think of anything now.
Little cherry tomatoes?
Yeah, I had little cherry tomatoes last year when I got the, because I know Nan saw my garden.
It was fabulous.
I had those cute.
Were they yellow or red?
No, they were red and they turned black. Or no, they were red and black.
What were those? They were called indigo or something like that. It was an heirloom.
And you took some seeds, right?
Yes, I did. And I started them and we got them growing in the garden this year.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes, we do. I thought of Tracy when I started them.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's like these came from Tracy's garden.
Oh, God. I can't believe someone planted something from my garden. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So wait, when you saved your seeds from the tomatoes last year, did you have to like go through a fermenting process?
Yeah, there's a whole fermenting process. And we go through that on Facebook because it is a process. It's a definite process
to save the tomatoes. Yeah.
Why do you have to ferment them?
It's with tomatoes. Certain seeds, you have to do certain things in order for them to sprout the next year. So it's just certain things, certain seeds, certain processes. And I try to review that every year as we get to that step in gardening. My thing is to go step by step. So if you follow the page, it's exactly where you should be in your garden. Mm-hmm. You know, and since it is June, we should be planting everything. It's time to get it all in the ground. Cucumbers.
Plant it all.
Cucumbers. Get those zucchinis growing.
Plant
it's time
all
to start
things.
Thinking about making pickles, making zucchini bread. I like to freeze my zucchini shredded in cups. Mm-hmm. And one cup at a time. I do a cup of shredded zucchini per bag with a little bit of lemon juice so that I can make zucchini bread all season.
Wait. Does it not get mushy when you do that?
No, it doesn't.
So you just, do you put it between paper towels to take out the moisture?
Yeah. I usually shred it and I sit it in the colander. But you know what? If I'm doing it for zucchini bread, I don't bother to go through all the steps because it's going to get cooked and it's going to get cooked into it. I mean, there's different steps and processes, but for zucchini bread, it gets cooked in the bread. The bread's a little moister because it's a little wetter. You're not eating it raw and it's not like mushy. So it works.
Well,
it
for
works
people well. Who use zucchini for zoodles.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you freeze those?
That's very difficult because it will be mushier. You really want a fresh zucchini to make those. What did you call them? Zoodles.
Zoodles.
Zoodles. Okay. I just call them zucchini noodles. So I like zoodles. That's cute. I love it. I'm going to adopt that. But it is a time of year to get out in the garden, get everything planted. Make sure that you're planting, I always say, smelly flowers like marigolds to help keep the pest at bay. This is a real good way to divert pests. I always go with French marigolds because they are the most fragrant. Also, you want to look at some of your scented geraniums that really help keep pests at bay.
Yeah. They're so pretty, too.
Wonderful. Oh,
yeah. Again, with the pretty. Can I ask a question about pests? Mm-hmm. So I did that. I had some geranium things. Actually, I never did plant them. I don't know if you noticed when you saw my garden. They were still sitting there on the ground in the pots. But they seem to keep bugs away from the plants. However, it got to the point where I couldn't go into the garden to pick things, to do anything, to weed, because I was attacked by bugs.
Oh.
Are there... Are those plant repelling things, are they just for bugs that eat vegetables? What about bugs that eat people?
what did you plant? What kind of, were they scented geraniums?
They were just, I think, regular old geraniums.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want to look at some of your scented geraniums. They can really help with that. Honestly, depending on where you're gardening, you might have a lot of gnats and things like that. And yes, I did see a garden and there were a lot of, you know, small, they're non-invasive to the plants, but they were invasive to you.
They were so invasive to me.
So I think
they would bite me through all my clothes.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll just put long sleeves on and long pants.
Didn't help?
Nope.
I think Tracy's just sweet.
It soured me from gardening.
No.
Oh, well, no. Give another chance this year.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not giving up. I'm just saying. Oh, okay, damn bugs.
There's a bunch of things you can do. You know, some people believe if you take brewer's yeast, it helps keep the bugs away because you don't smell it.
I mean, if you eat it.
Yeah, brewer's yeast, it comes in tablets. It helps to keep the bugs away from you. There's also different kind. Brewer's yeast isn't bad for you. There's also all sorts of natural oils and stuff you can wear.
Right, mm-hmm. Like not peppermint. There was a
tea tree.
Eucalyptus. I don't remember. I tried. There was an oil that I had that there was something about that. Well,
there's a
I'll try different things.
Yeah, there's
things.
All sorts of natural products you can you can put on to help with the bugs repelling from you.
Okay. All right.
I also highly suggest you look at what kind of lotions and shampoos you're using. They're very attracted to that.
Mm.
As we've ascertained in previous podcasts, I always wear Chanel number 5.
That's right. And the bugs stay away?
The bugs won't bother me.
So maybe that's it. Maybe Chanel needs to open up their market. My grandmother
always wore it. I'm wearing it.
Yeah, okay. So I'll try oils and or Chanel number 5.
Perfect.
So everything goes in the ground.
Everything goes in.
It's time. Get it in. Get it planted.
If it's not moving,
really start harvesting that lettuce, because once it starts getting warm, the lettuce will bolt.
And bolt means?
Bolt means it goes to seed.
And how do people know it goes to seed?
What is that?
You'll know.
And why
you'll
is that
get it.
Bad?
It'll shoot up and have flowers on it, and it'll be milky when you pick the leaves. That's when it gets a little sour and bitter. It is completely edible, but it's sour and bitter, and most people don't enjoy it as much. So get that lettuce picked. Get the plants in the ground, get everything growing. Cilantro will be finishing up soon. Cilantro likes it colder. Mm. So a lot of people always say to me this time of year, what happened to my cilantro? Well, it likes it colder and it will bolt like lettuce.
Did not know that about cilantro.
Neither. Okay, good to know.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So does that help, Tracy?
Yes, I'm just going to plant all the things.
You can't go wrong.
No, I'm just going to plant it all. Whatever's not planted is going in the ground.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. We should talk again for like winter or cold season. Mm-hmm. We'll do something else to talk about what to put in, plan for cold season.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Nan.
Thank you for having me. I always love coming here and speaking to both of you.
Oh, it's so nice. How can people find you, Nan?
You can find me on Facebook at Chubby Pickle Farm.
And can people find you locally?
Yes.
Not your house. Don't give your home address.
Sure. Come on
You
over.
Can always contact me through Facebook. I answer all sorts of questions. I answer hundreds of questions.
I just have
and
to
I,
tell you.
I'm awesome. Giving lots of talks all over. I will be at Spring Garden Farm on 724 down in Birdsboro. I've been working with them, and I'll be doing talks down there. So follow the follow the page and come down and see me at Spring Garden Farm.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. This has been a lot of fun, and I hope you get your garden growing. As Nan says,
happy gardening.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find Nan at the Chubby Pickle Farms at Facebook, and find me at phoebespurefood.com for recipes and other seasonal inspiration. And be sure to leave us a review. Let us know what you love, and be sure to subscribe. Thanks again, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.